And we are now joined by the winning crew chief of today's 23rd annual My Bariatric Solutions 300 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and it's crew chief Ben Bayshore, the number 18 IK9 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We'll go ahead and open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Ben, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start over here with Jerry.
Hey, Ben. Jerry Fraley from the Dallas Morning News. What went into the decision to go with only fuel on the last stop?
Mostly, I mean, it's been a track position race all day. The two car there were virtually the same speed all day. We had trouble passing each other. You just get so aero tight, and with a sort of a short run there at the end and a lot of cautions coming after cautions, just wanted to get them out front as quick in and out of the pits as we could and put them as close to the front as we could.
Go up front here to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Ben, you've obviously worked with Kyle as an engineer and now as a crew chief, so you've seen him in a lot of different ways. Outside looking in, a lot of people look at the talent and recognize what he's been able to accomplish. But what are things that maybe you see from behind the scenes that people from the outside don't see that lead to the victories? Obviously, there's equipment, there's team, there's a lot of factors, but driver still has to play a role. What are the things that he does that maybe people don't see or understand that you've kind of known with working with him through the years?
His work ethic. He studies a lot. He works a lot through the week, watches video, watches Dartfish if it's available, asks questions to us on certain stuff. We go back and forth on driver debriefs. You know, he does a lot of work through the week. He doesn't just show up and put the hammer down and go. And then, you know, him having laps in the truck series and having five or six shots at restarts there, you know, that all plays into the end of the race there where he knows what lane he wants to pick. He knows where the grip's at in the track, how far he can drive in, just those extra laps that he had on the track. And, you know, he puts in a lot of work and it shows off. I mean, the expectations are high running for when he's in our car. So, you know, it's obviously pushes us to give him the best car that we possibly can, because if we finish second, we know it's probably our fault. And so the expectations are high, so we have to step up.
Any additional questions for Ben? Ben, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Good luck next week. And we are now joined by our race-winning driver, Kyle Busch, and Joe Gibbs Racing Executive Vice President Steve D'Souza. We'll open the floor up again for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Questions for our race-winning team? We'll go to Bob.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. I have two. First off, kind of again from last night, did the VHT change anything at all today, and do you expect anything from it tomorrow?
I thought it was a tad more usable today. Maybe with just some of the cup cars practicing and kind of getting in it and rubbering it in a little bit was beneficial, and then I think, too, the Xfinity cars getting in it, rubbering it in a little bit. It's not like it's night and day. It does take a little bit of heat to activate. It's not there on restarts. I tried to throw it off in there a few times on restarts, you know, and get some grip out of it, and it's not there. So you definitely have to tiptoe with it for a few laps and then kind of use it to your discretion as you go. And it makes lap cars, dealing with lap cars, a bit easier depending on where they fall. So, you know, it's not a bad thing.
And going now for the triple sweep, does any sort of sting from Vegas motivate you, or Pat, this would be the third time you're going to try to do it here?
Yeah, it's I've been close before. I don't know how many times I've won two of the three. It's been too many. And, you know, so certainly to have the opportunity to go after another one here is good. It means a lot. You know, you first got to win the first one and then two and to have the chance for the third. So, fortunately, I'm in that position. And I've got a better Interstate Batteries Camry than I did yesterday in practices today. We worked on it and tuned on it and made some headway, but still probably not quite where I'd like it to be, but you know, we got to race it out. It's going to be an interesting race tomorrow, that I think for sure.
Additional questions? We'll go to Jerry.
Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News. Kyle, was the last pit stop a textbook example, starting with your entry, of how to execute under pressure, you know, on pit row?
Sure. You know, just run your pit road speed and come on down, get into your box, and you know, we only did fuel. So it was relatively quick. The guys obviously didn't have a whole lot to do, just getting the fuel engaged and being able to then get out of the box and not stall it or anything like that. So, you know, we were racing the two there on exit. I knew we were kind of close to them, and thankfully we were able to beat them out, to be in control of the restart. That's what won us the race, was just being first and being in control of the restart. I could go when I wanted to, and I got a good launch and was able to get single file before we got to turn one, and that was the best thing for us all day. Every time I had people alongside of me on my sides, they were side drafting me and everything else, that I just could never get away. And once I was free and away from cars, I could make ground and pass people back and go back towards the front. You know, so it's just kind of aggravating sometimes for me, but overall, yeah, pit road was good.
Additional questions for our race winning team? We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You referenced that tomorrow's race will be interesting. What do you mean by that? And I guess another part is, obviously, there was a lot of excitement with how the cars were racing together in practice. Is that something we'll see, or is that something kind of a false positive type of thing?
I think that's what you're going to see. I mean, it was pretty good conditions there, that everybody was kind of coming in and out of the pits, of the garage, working on their car, getting back in line, and some guys were on tire, some guys weren't on tire, some guys were making headway, and so that's why I say it's going to be interesting, just to see how the race exactly plays out and what happens. I don't think being the leader you're going to be able to get away, and what's frustrating, I think, about this package is when you are strung out. Like, I remember there was a couple times in practice where I was with two or three guys, and there was about eight of them that were way further out ahead. I cleared the three that I was with, and I had a gap between those front eight, and I couldn't run them down. For as fast as I was, for just passing two other fast cars, the 22 being one of them and somebody else, I couldn't gain on the group that was ahead. So that's a detriment, I feel like, if there's a detriment to this package, is just that you can't drive it fast enough if you don't have the tow from in front of you, and that's what's screwing up qualifying. So if there's a way to make these cars run in the pack a little bit better without needing the draft from the front guy, then obviously that'd be better, but I don't think there's a way. Yeah. If you lose the pack, you lose the draft, you're slow. There's nothing you can do. You just wait for them to come back around and lap your ass, no matter how fast you are.
Go next to Scott, then to Bob.
Scott Wright with the Oklahoman. You've obviously witnessed Christopher Bell up close for a while now. What are you seeing from him now that he's a little farther into his career that's making him have the success that he's having?
Christopher's awesome. He's a good one. I think he's going to be somebody for our future, you know. I don't know exactly how much of our future, but obviously, you know, just how successful he can be. I think the sky's the limit. I think he's got it. He's done a really good job. He's been really smooth. Today, he did a fantastic job. There was a time off of two. He made it three wide on me and got the lead, and that was going to be his race. That was going to be the winning move. And then it just came down to the end and all the shenanigans with pit road and everything else. But overall, he did a good job. And, you know, there's been times this year where there's been some things that have happened to him that haven't been his fault. And you know, I'm sure that's frustrating on his behalf, but for them to have a win and be in the playoffs, they're good. They're going to be solid going forward.
Steve, your thoughts on Christopher as well?
Obviously, I think Kyle said it all. He's mentored him from a young age, really, going up through the truck program with him. Was very high on him then and said the same thing then. He thought he had something. And obviously, as he's been running up now, working with our group, we can see that as well. He's getting more and more experience and more confidence. He's good at adjusting and relating back to Jason what's going on with the car, and they can make good adjustments. So exactly what Kyle says, I think that, you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him.
We'll go next to Bob.
Was your Cup car about like what your Xfinity car was today, in the sense of it looked like maybe you weren't the best car, but maybe top five?
It's hard to tell right now exactly. My Xfinity car, I would have said we were top three, top four car from practice. Cup car, I have no idea. I haven't looked at any of the sheets. I don't have time when I get done with practice before intro, so I don't have that information for you. But as far as the way that it felt in driving it and passing people and the speed and stuff like that, I feel a little farther off than I want to be. You know, we were running some good laps, and we were about 2/10 off, so we had to figure out how much we could trim it out and gain some of that 2/10 and yet keep the feel in the car and a good feel through the corner, especially turns 1 and 2. So we made a little headway on that, not as much as I'd hoped.
Gentlemen, congratulations on the victory.
All right,
Kyle, good luck tomorrow.